Good morning. Good to be with you.
弟兄姊妹早安，很高兴与你们在一起。
We'll be in Psalm chapter 1 this morning.
我们一起来看诗篇第一章。
The book of Psalms has been a great encouragement to the people of God throughout the ages.
诗篇一直来都是对我们所有人是有很大的鼓励。
It covers a wide range of human emotions, and many people resonate with the highs and the lows that the psalmist experiences.
诗篇涵盖了人类的七情六欲，很多人对诗篇的作者们所经历的人生起伏都很有共鸣。
Psalm chapter 1 and chapter 2 speak of two major themes we see throughout the whole book.
诗篇第一章和第二章提到了贯穿整卷诗篇的两个主题。
One scholar says that Psalm 1 could be summarized as instruction for happiness and Psalm 2 as instruction for holiness.
一位学者对于诗篇第一章的总结是喜乐指南，而对于诗篇第二章的总结是圣洁指南。
And so what we see from the scripture is that happiness and holiness go hand in hand.
我们在经文中能看到，圣洁和喜乐是相辅相成的。
They're not opposed to each other, but they actually complement one another.
他们不仅不互相排斥，反而是互相成就的。
We're called to be holy as God is holy, but we're also called to rejoice in the Lord always.
我们的呼召是成为圣洁，因为神是圣洁的。我们同时也被呼召在主里面常常喜乐。
Psalm 100 verse 2 tells us that we're called to serve the Lord, but it also says that we're to serve the Lord with gladness.
诗篇第一百章第二节告诉我们，我们是呼召来侍奉神的，但同时我们也是呼召被呼召，要抱着一颗喜乐的心来侍奉神。
The reason why this is important is because the very first word of Psalm 1 is blessed.
为什么抱着喜乐的心来侍奉神是重要的呢？因为英文标准版诗篇第一章的第一个词就是有福。
This word means happy.Content or fulfilled. It means to be truly happy.
意思是这个词的意思是喜乐，知足和满足是真正的喜乐。
We're called to be happy in the Lord as individuals, but also as a community.
我们在主里面被呼召作为一个个体喜乐，也同时在主里面呼召被作为一个群体喜乐。
We see this in Psalm 144, verse 15. It says, "Happy are the people whose God is the Lord."
正如诗篇144章15节所说的，有耶和华为他们的神，这百姓便为有福。
So our happiness doesn't come mainly from our circumstances, but it comes from who our God is.
所以我们的喜乐不在于我们现在的处境，而在于神。
He's the Lord, He's over all, and He loves us with the everlasting love.
他是我们的主，他在万有之上，他用他永恒的爱爱着我们。
When we think of all that the Lord has done for us, we're reminded that we're truly blessed.
每当我们思考神为我们所做的一切的时候，我们都会一次一次的被提醒，我们是真正的被神所祝福的。
How can we be sure that we're on the path of God's blessing?
那么如何确定我们是走在被祝福的道路上呢？
That's what we want to look at this morning. Look at verse 1 with me.
这就是我们要一起看的诗篇第一篇。
If we're to live on the path of God's blessing, first of all, we've got to avoid the wrong path.
如果我们要走在主所祝福的道路上，那么首先我们要做的就是远离错误的道路。
The blessed or happy person is careful about where he or she walks.
被祝福的或者说真正喜乐的人是非常小心他们所走的道路的。
We've got to be careful about who we listen to.
我们要小心，我们是我们耳朵所听见的。
The psalmist says here in verse 1, to avoid the counsel of the wicked.
正如诗篇作者所说的，不从恶人的计谋。
And so we must know that all counsel is not godly counsel.
我们必须知道，不是所有的计谋或者说建议都是属神的。
Today we're surrounded by so many voices and people that want to shape how we think about life and what we value.
我们总是被各种各样的意见和建议包围，他们想要试图告诉我们该如何看待我们的生命，告诉我们要想要重塑我们的价值体系。
Paul would remind us in Romans chapter 12 verse 2, Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
保罗在罗马书第十二章二节说，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的良善、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
In other words, don't let the world mold you and shape you into its way of thinking.
换句话说，不要让这个世界来塑造你的所思所想。
We must allow all counsel that we receive to be filtered through the lens of God's word.
我们要用神的话来过滤我们所听见的意见和建议。
We can receive counsel from the people of God and the word of God.
我们可以接受来自于神或者神的子民、神的话语里所传达的建议。
Psalm 119 verse 24 says, Your testimonies are my delight and my counselors.
正如诗篇119篇24节所说的，你的法度是我所喜乐的，是我的谋士。
In the second part of verse 1, we see that if we walk in the counsel of the wicked long enough, we'll eventually stand in the path of sinners.
接下来我们看到，如果我们从恶人的计谋时间长了，我们就会开始站罪人的道路。
So it begins with who you listen to, and then you begin getting more comfortable with standing in the path of sinners.
从耳听开始，你就会渐渐的习以为常，最终走上罪人的道路。
You're no longer different than the world, but you start looking just like them.
你不再不同于这个世界，反而是渐渐的趋同于这个世界。
So this verse doesn't mean that all of our friends should be Christians.
这段经文并不是告诉我们，我们所有的朋友都应该是基督徒。
Jesus hung out with the tax collectors and the sinners.
耶稣尚且同税吏和罪人同席。
So what's the difference?
那么区别在哪里呢？
He was never influenced by the sinful people he was around, but rather he was the one having an effect on them.
耶稣从来都不会被他周遭的人所影响，反而他会给周遭的人正面的影响。
He was able to be a godly influence in the world.
他会为这个世界灌输来自于神的正面的影响。
As he spent time with these people, they began to leave their life of sin and follow him.
在耶稣的影响下，税吏和罪人们渐渐地远离这个世界的束缚，渐渐走进耶稣。
Jesus would say that we're to be in the world, but not of the world.
耶稣让他们活在这个世界上，但不让他们，要他们不要属于这个世界。
There are times when God might call us not to hang out with certain people.
有些时候，神会告诉我们不要与某些人交往。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Because we're not in a place of being able to resist the temptations that come with hanging out with those people.
因为有些时候我们没有办法在这些交往中抵挡住来自这个世界的诱惑。
For example, if you struggle with getting drunk, it's probably not a good idea to hang out with friends who will lead you down that path.
比如如果你有酗酒的毛病的话，你最好不要跟那些会引诱你陷入醉酒的朋友们交往。
Real friends care about your relationship with God, not leading you in a path away from God.
真正的朋友非常在乎你和神的关系，不会引诱你走偏神的道路。
If your friends are constantly gossiping and you feel the temptation to join in, maybe you let them know that you don't want to take part in that.
如果你的朋友们经常的说闲话，然后你也感觉到你想要加入他们，你最好告诉他们你并不想成为说闲话的一份子。
This requires us to speak up and to be gracious and led by God and the people that we hang around with.
当然这需要我们能够礼貌的发表我们的建议和意见，并让神带领我们选择我们交往的对象群体。
Notice the last part of verse 1, that standing with sinners then leads us down a path of sitting in the seat of scoffers.
在第一节的最后，站罪人的道路会让我们发展到做亵慢人的座位。
Notice that there's a progression that's starting to take place.
在这里我们看到一个趋势。
First you're walking, then you're standing, then you're sitting.
从走到站着到坐着。
This speaks of thinking and behaving and belonging.
这代表的从思想发展到行为，再发展到归属。
What we see from this verse is that sin always starts small, and then it grows.
我们能看从这个章节中看到，罪总是从小事开始发展，从小开始到大。
I know people who have been baptized, who led people to the Lord, who were gifted by God, but who say they are no longer Christians.
我见过一些受洗了的弟兄姊妹，他们受洗，他们带领其他人归向主，他们很有神的恩赐，但最终离开了主。
How does someone get to that place?
这是为什么呢？
They didn't pay attention to the small things.
因为他们没有注意身边的小的细节。
The small compromises, the small questions, and it led them down a path of being isolated from the people of God and into the company of scoffers.
小小的妥协，小小的问题，让他们远离了神的子民，渐渐走入亵慢人的圈子。
If you have questions about the faith, I want you to know that this is a safe place to ask those questions.
如果你有关于信仰的问题，我想让你知道，想让你们知道，这是一个很安全的环境来交流。
We should never be afraid of asking questions. If the Bible is true, it could stand up to your questions.
你们不要害怕问问题。如果圣经是真实的，那么他们圣经是可以接受考验的。
Don't be afraid to get counseling when things are small.
当遇到小事的时候，不要害怕，不要犹豫，去寻求意见和建议。
Don't wait for issues to get bigger in your marriage.Get help now so that you don't end up on a path of being farther from God.
不要等你的婚姻有了大问题的时候，你再寻求帮助。现在就寻求帮助，这样你就不会越来越远离神。
In verse 1, we see that the path of blessing is found in avoiding the wrong path.
在第一节，我们看到祝福之路的关键之一就在于远离错误的道路。
But notice that it's not just about avoiding the wrong path, but in verses 2 through 4, we're called to stay on the right path.
但在第二节到第四节我们能看到不仅仅这关键不仅仅在于远离错误的道路而在于是要走在正确的道路上。
The Christian life is not just about duty, but it's about delight.
基督徒的生活不仅仅是职责也有喜乐。
We're called here not just to read the word of God, but we're called to delight in it.
我们被呼召不仅仅是读神的话语也是要从神的话语中得到喜乐。
Do you see the word of God for how beautiful it is?
你是否看到了主话中的真光呢?
Look at Psalm 119 and allow yourself to see the word of God to be the treasure that it truly is.
我们一起看看诗篇第119章，让我们一起能够领会到神的话语是如何的宝贵。
The term here, law of the Lord, is used to describe the entire word of God, not just the law portion.
在这里，耶和华的律法指的是神的所有的话，并不只是律法的部分。
It says that we're to meditate upon the word of God.
默想这个词，就是让我们来默想神的话语。
This word meditation isn't speaking of Eastern meditation in Buddhism and Hinduism.
在这里这个词并不是代表的东方的这个静坐默想，不是这个佛教的默想，不是放空思绪。
Eastern meditation teaches that you're to empty your mind.
这个东方的静坐默想是教你要放空思绪，放空自己。
Biblical meditation says that you need to fill your mind with the Word of God.
而在这里，在圣经里的默想是要我们用神的话来充满我们的所思所想。
The word means to mutter, kind of like you're talking to yourself through it.
这个词的意思是自言自语，就是让就是跟自己说话。
In Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, says this, This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success.
主在约书亚记一章八节告诉约书亚，这律法书不可离开你的口。总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
Paul tells us in Colossians 3 verse 16 to let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
保罗在哥罗西书三章十六节告诉我们，当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里。
Let it become a part of you. Value it, treasure it, make room to get into the word of God.
让神的话语成为你身体的一部分，看重神的话语，珍惜神的话语，让神的话语进入你。
It says here in verse 3, you'll be like a tree.
在第三节这样说，你将会像一棵树。
You'll have a deep foundation.
你将会有深厚的根基。
When the storms of life come, you'll be able to stand because your roots go deep and you won't be easily moved.
当生命中的风暴来临的时候，你将会依然屹立不倒，因为你有深厚的根基，你不会被轻易的动摇。
You'll be connected to the living water, the Lord Jesus Christ.
你会与生命的水连活水连结，而这活水就是耶稣基督。
You'll bear fruit because you're connected to Him.
你会因为与他连结而硕果累累。
Jesus said in John 15 that we're to abide in Him.
耶稣在约翰福音十五章里说，我们要常在他里面。
He is the vine, we are the branches. Apart from Him, we can do nothing.
他是真葡萄树，我们是枝子。我们若离了他，就不能做什么。
We don't have to strive to bear fruit. We're just called to stay connected and dependent on the Lord.
我们并不需要非常努力奋斗才能结出果实。我们的呼召是与耶稣连结，依靠他。
Fruit speaks of godly character that comes from our lives.It's good works, it's people coming to Christ.
果实在这里指的是从我们生活中彰显出来的属神的特性，美好的事工带领众人归向耶稣。
It speaks of the work that God does in and through us to be a blessing to people.
是神在我们里面做工，通过我们来祝福世人。
If you want to be a blessing to people, stay connected to Jesus.
如果你要成为别人的祝福的话，你请你与耶稣连接。
We've been blessed by God to be a blessing to others.
我们已经被祝福，让我们成为别人的祝福。
We don't just delight in God's word for ourselves. We delight in God's word so that others might taste of the fruit of our lives.
我们不仅仅是在神的话语里为自己喜乐，我们还要让别人也感受到同样的祝福和喜乐。
There might be times where you read the Bible and you don't get anything out of it.
或许有些时候你读圣经的时候你觉得你自己并没有所得。
In these times, we've got to remember that it's not all about us.
这个时候你就要记住这个世界并不仅仅只为了我们。
But you might be reading that scripture to give to someone else, or it might be for you at a time in the near future.
你所读的经文可能是对别人有好处，也可能为你对你的将来有好处。
Trust that the Word of God is doing its work in you even when you don't see it.
相信神的话语是会在我们身上做工的，虽然我们现在还看不见。
He says here in verse 3, your leaf won't wither.
在第三节里说你的树叶不会凋谢。
God will sustain you in times of drought.
主会支撑着你度过干旱的季节。
God will prosper your way. He'll lead you and guide you into all that He has for you.
主会祝福你的道路，他会指引你的道路，祝福你手所做的一切。
He will direct your paths and bless the work of your hands.
他会指引你的道路，祝福你手所做的一切。
Look at verse 4 with me. The wicked are not so.
请看第四节，恶人却不会如此。
But are like the chaff that the wind drives away.
他们就像糠皮一样被风吹散。
The wicked are on the wrong path.
恶人走在错误的道路上。
They are unstable and have no foundation when the storms of life come.
他们无法在生命的风暴前站立，因为他们没有根基。
Chaff is the light shell around a kernel of grain.
糠皮只是谷粒外面的一层薄壳，他们没有。
The psalmist is saying it's useless and it's easily blown away.
在圣经上说他们没有用处，而且很容易被风吹散。
So the wicked and the righteous are on two different paths.
恶人和义人走在完全不同的道路上。
Look at verse 5 and 6 with me. We see the end of both paths.
在第五节和第六节我们一起看，这恶人和义人的道路有两个不同的结局。
Both of these paths lead to the same place, Judgment Day.
两条道路都引领我们走向同一个地方，同一天，那就是审判日。
The Bible says that there's coming a day when every single person will stand before God and give an account for what they have done.
圣经里说，有那一天，所有人都站立在主的面前，按照个人本身所行的接受神的审判。
The Bible says that it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
圣经说，落在永生神的手里真是可怕的。
The wicked will not be able to stand in the judgment.
恶人是没有办法在审判面前站立得住的。
The righteous will stand, but the wicked will fall.
义人将要站立，而恶人将要跌倒。
This should concern us.
这是我们应当关心的。
Because how can anyone stand in the judgment before a perfect and holy God?
谁能够在一个完美而神圣的神面前的审判面前站立得住呢？
The book of Romans tells us that no one seeks after God, none are righteous, no, not one.
罗马书里面说，没有人在真正的追求神，没有义人，连一个也没有。
It says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
每一个人都犯了罪，都亏欠了神的荣耀。
So how is one to go from being unrighteous to righteous?
所以我们怎么样才能从不义转变为义呢？
Verse 6 gives us a hint.
第六节给了我们一个提示。
It says the Lord knows the way of the righteous.
第六节说，主知道义人的道路，因为主就是义人的道路。
But listen, the Lord knows the way of the righteous because the Lord is the way of the righteous.
正是因为主耶稣基督他自己本身就是一个完全的义人，所以他知道，义人的道路。
The only completely righteous one is Jesus.
耶稣基督是那唯一的一位完全的义人。
That's why Jesus would say in John 14 verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
所以耶稣在约翰福音14章6节说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
So if you want to be on the right path, you've got to understand that the path is about a person, and his name is Jesus.
所以如果你想要走在正确的路上，那你要知道这条路是借着一个人，而这个人就是耶稣基督。
All of the unrighteous people must come through the righteous one, the Son of God.
所有不义的人都必须借着耶稣基督那个义人，神的儿子。
2 Corinthians 5:21 says, God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
哥林多后书5:21说，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
And so at the cross, Jesus took all of our sin on himself, and we have been made righteous through faith in him.
所以在十架上，耶稣背负了我们所有的罪，我们已经因为他的信实而成了义。
Peter says in 1 Peter 3 verse 18, For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring us to God.
彼得在彼得前书3:18说，因基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神面前。
Think about that.Christ suffered and paid the penalty for all of your sin so that you might be brought to God.
让我们一起思考，耶稣基督受苦，为我们的罪付上了代价，赎回了我们。
The first word of this psalm begins with the word blessed, and the last word ends with perish.
在英文标准版的圣经中，诗篇一章，第一篇是以有福开始的，是以灭亡收尾的。
The Bible says that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
神说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
In John 3:16, the famous verse says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever would believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
约翰福音3:16说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And so first you have to recognize your condition.
所以我们首先要先认识到我们的处境。
You have to recognize that you fall short of God's standard.
我们要知道我们是亏欠神的，我们并没有达到主所要求我们的高度。
You must confess your position before a holy God.
我们要在神面前忏悔认罪。
You must understand that you can't stand upon your own righteousness.
我们要知道我们并不能因为自己而称义。
When we stand before God, no one will be able to say, I'm a good person.
当我们来到神的面前的时候，我们没有一个人是可以在神的面前说我们是一个义人。
The scripture is clear. We all fall short of the glory of God.
圣经里说得很清楚，我们都没有达到这个神所要求的高度。
And so what John 3:16 says is that if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved.
所以约翰福音三章十六节说，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And so the Lord is inviting you to turn from a life of sin and selfishness and to put your faith in Jesus.
所以主叫我们所有人发出邀请，要我们所有人从罪中回转，全心信靠耶稣。
As we trust and we follow after Him, we'll find ourselves on the path of blessing.
当我们真正相信并跟随他的时候，我们就会发现我们自己正在走在祝福的道路上。
We're going to pray right now, and if you've never received this gift from God, you can do that this morning.
我们将会一起祷告。如果你还没有得到神的这个祝福和恩赐的话，我们可以今天可以一起来享受。
You can call out to God, God save me.
你可以向主呼求，主啊，请你救我。
And He'll do it.
他会救你的。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for your word.
天父，我们谢谢你赐给我们的话语。
That it's alive and it's powerful to change us.
是充满活力的，是有能力的，是可以改变我们的。
And we pray that your word would have an effect in our hearts this morning.
我们祷告，请你的话在我们的心里做工。
That you would help us to see that we need you.
你可以帮助我们看到我们是需要你的。
You would help us see our condition, and you'd help us see what Christ has done to bring us back to God.
你帮助我们看到我们现在的处境，也帮助我们思想主为我们所做的，让我们如何挽回我们。
We believe in you, we trust in you, and we want to follow you.
我们相信你，我们愿意跟随你。
Pray that you would give us grace to do that.
请你给我们力量。
In Jesus' name.
感谢以主之名，感谢赞美主。Amen.
Amen.